The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, Franklin Communications, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the other great shows that previously aired, log on to dentallyspeaking.com or iTunes, keywords Dr. Kvitko or Dentally Speaking. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Brian Kvitko. Call 459-9769. That's 459-WSNY to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Good morning and welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Our show's also known as Everything You've Always Wanted to Know About Dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. Hello, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko, and thank you for joining me here today on Sunny 95. I really appreciate it. It's a cold, cold day out there, but at least it's not snowing. And, you know, hey, if you're one of those people that likes snow, I'm sure the snow resorts are able to make snow, so we all win. Anyway, today is the 215th episode, 215 and counting. And what we're going to do today is report. I went to the statewide kickoff of Give Kids a Smile Day up in Cleveland. And we have interviews with Senator Sherrod Brown, with the Tooth Fairy, dentists, dental students, Ronald McDonald, and children who were there to receive dental care. Before we do that, let me just mention that I have my Dentistry from the Heart event coming up on June 15th. It's going to be an all-day of free dentistry from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. And the very first organizational meeting for the 2012 version is this Tuesday, February 21st at 5 o'clock. I'd love for you to come out and help us out, help us get this thing planned and make sure it's a wonderful success. Also, of course, we need sponsors. We need all kinds of in-kind donations. And anybody that does that, well, I'll be happy to thank you on the air here. Also, on July 28th, my 6th annual Dr. Kvitko Golf Classic will be taking place. And I hope, as you know, to bring a Team Smile charity event to Columbus. That's where 300 children receive free dental care in conjunction with a sports team. And I do have an appointment to meet with a Blue Jacket representative on March 9th. So we'll see how that goes. And if not, we'll look to the Buckeyes or we'll look to the Crew or the who knows, the Clippers. Also, I want to thank the Columbus Film Commission for their support of my 2012 charitable endeavors. And there's one more event that I'm involved in, and that is on August 25th will be the second annual Dentally Speaking Sunbury Sizzle and Sounds Food and Music Festival. That's from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m., rain or shine, in Sunbury Square in Sunbury, Ohio. And then I will be speaking to the Rotary Club, Olentangy Rotary Club, March 15th. And I will be at the Women's Expo co-sponsoring that on April 14th and 15th at the Aladdin Shrine Events Center. And I'm also a co-sponsor of the Champions of Diversity Minority Health Fair, also being held at the Aladdin Shrine Events Center on April 24th. All right, so with that out of the way, let's go ahead and listen in to my coverage of the Give Kids a Smile Day up at Case Western Reserve. All right, so it is Friday, February 3rd, and I traveled to Cleveland to Case Western Reserve University to the statewide, actually national kickoff of Give Kids a Smile Day. This is the 10th annual Give Kids a Smile Day. There'll be 400 children receiving free dental care today, 400 children that otherwise would not have access to dental care. And Case Western Reserve University has opened its doors and essentially closed its clinic so that all of these children can receive the care. So you can maybe hear people milling around in the background. Senator Sherrod Brown is here, the Director of Health for the state of Ohio, the Dean of the Case Western Reserve University College of Dentistry, a couple of congressmen, state senators, and I hope to talk to some of them later on. And if I do, we will certainly play those interviews. But I also hope to get a chance to talk to some of the children that are receiving care, the volunteers that are providing that care. We have a whole group of children that have just arrived on a school bus, and they are getting a T-shirt. They're getting signed in. Looks like they have a sheet looks like a permission slip that was signed by mom and dad, right? Okay. So they bring this permission sheet and has health history questions. I see it's also in Spanish, right?
Yes.
Okay. So,
See.
Yeah. And how many children did you say we're going to see? 400?
400.
Okay. 400. That's a lot of children. And they just have these bright faces and their future is ahead of them. And it's just a great program. You know, we hope that we can get these kids into the system so that they don't become some of those people like maybe you are, as far as being a little bit afraid of the dentist and maybe staying away. You might remember that a month or so ago I did a show where I had taken care of a woman who hadn't been to a dentist in 30 years, and obviously she had a lot of problems, and we don't want to have that happen to these kids. So, all right, I will kind of search here and see who I can accost for an interview. So I was lucky enough to come across Senator Sherrod Brown, who is here, and he was nice enough to come up and be willing to be interviewed. So, Senator Brown, this is a wonderful event, isn't it?
Yeah, this is the kind of thing that's so important for the health of our children, and ultimately the health of adults. If children don't get dental care, it means they're less likely to learn. It means in school, it means they're less likely to be as healthy when they're older, because we know more and more about how healthy oral health is so linked to the health of your body overall, and that's why this is important.
Yeah, even more than maybe you know. Have you heard of the story about DeMonte Driver?
Yes, I have. Yeah, in fact, after that tragedy, I introduced legislation several years ago to begin to get us to pay more attention to oral health, especially pediatric oral health. We have included some of those provisions in the new health care law in the United States that President Obama signed, because it really is essential. If we're gonna have everybody have health care eventually, which we need to do, it needs to start with children and especially with oral health.
Definitely. Oral health is just so tied to the human body, and it seems like it was almost left out of the health care bill, dentistry. And also, I'm trying to figure out, maybe you can help me, how is it that the dental insurance coverage, the maximum, that yearly maximum, you probably know is about $1,000. That's been that way for 52 years. How long before we can get the insurance companies to raise that?
Well, there's not been the focus on oral health, and especially pediatric oral health, forever in our country, I think. I think it's beginning to change. We made some progress in the health bill that President Obama signed, but we're not nearly there yet. It's whether it's negotiating at the bargaining table for dental health, whether it's employers offering it, or whether it's government with Medicaid involved with it. We've got to do better.
Okay, I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye. Okay. We started the talk a conversation with Nikki Antonio, who is a state senator.
State representative.
And you talked about how important a smile is and how it saved your life. So tell me about that.
Well, I think that sometimes my smile has saved my life when I'm delivering either something I disagree with or bad news. But I really think if you smile, the other thing that happens is I, as the deliverer of that news, also feel a little bit better. But I am very appreciative of the dentists in my life that have made my smile be something that I feel very comfortable smiling.
Because you would not have run for office or been able to be comfortable enough to run for office if you couldn't smile, am I right?
Well, and that's the thing that we know, that people who don't have a smile that they're comfortable with, or if they're worried about how their teeth look, have a hard time getting a job, going in through an interview, having the confidence to really put themselves out there. A smile means everything for your future.
Yes, it really does. Now, it seems to me that, especially in the insurance realm, it's almost like we as a society, especially when you're talking about insurance and government programs, we treat the human body like a headless horseman, because we cover everything from the neck down.
I agree. I mean, I think access to dental care should be a part of a complete, comprehensive package of being able to access health care.
Yeah, yeah, and the same with mental health.
Absolutely, because you can't compartmentalize our bodies, and our head is certainly an integral part of everything.
Yeah, so you're on the health committee, which means you help make state policy for health care, and these are great events. I know they said 168,000 children have received dental care. $8.2 million in free dental care, and yet there's still this large, very unmet need And do you know anything that's in the works that the state is doing, the legislature is working on to try to improve that access?
I know that there's a group that's approached legislators that's talking about some policy. I'm looking forward to having that discussion both with dental providers as well as the folks who are looking at just trying to do whatever strategies we can to make sure that people, whether or not you have the funds to provide for it, can access dental care.
Are you talking about that dental therapist?
Yeah, we've heard about that a little bit.
Yeah, I've gone on record as thinking that's a terrible, terrible idea. And what it seems, sure.
The thing I like about it is what it's done is it's raised the conversation. And sometimes when people bring out ideas on an alternative, it makes us all have to sit down and have a conversation. And I think that's the best thing about that, is that we can have a conversation about how do we, either with the resources we have, can we look for new resources, how do we meet the unmet need of people who are underserved right now?
Right, but the access to care, to me and several people that I know, is not really access to care, because I bet you could get in your car and drive a mile and run into about four or five dentists. It's access to money.
Absolutely. And also, as we're showing with this program today, it's also creating a culture where people, children now, have a good experience with a dentist. So when they're adults, they will want to go to the dentist in the future. So I think it's all those things together. Absolutely, we need to figure out how to fund a threshold of good oral health care.
Right, because it's really just a matter of, there's plenty of dentists. If we can get the reimbursement level up to where an office could afford to do it, then all these dentists would be a part of it. But I do appreciate your time. And
Thank
she's
you.
Smiling through the whole thing. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Stay tuned to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kovitko.
This is Dr. Mike Reitelbach of the Grandview Animal Clinic. Did you know that tooth-related disease is the number one problem veterinarians see in dogs and cats? 80% of dogs and 70% of cats have periodontal disease by the age of 3. Poor oral health can lead to tooth loss, heart, liver, or kidney disease, and a weakened immune system. Come get your pet's teeth checked out. Call Dr. Mike at Grandview Animal Clinic at 614-486-9595. That's 614-486-9595, or visit GrandviewAnimalClinic.com.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kovitko.
Hi, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kovitko. Are your teeth worn down or have crack lines in them? Have years of drinking coffee and tea or smoking darkened your teeth? Do you feel that you look older than your age? Do you remember when your teeth were an asset, when your smile would light up the room? With porcelain veneers, we can make your teeth sparkle again. Stop in and see our vast library of actual before and after photos, or see a small sampling of them at drkovitko.com. Plus, our available low monthly payments make them affordable. So what are you waiting for? You know you're worth it. Pick up the phone and call us at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. It's a call that is guaranteed to put a smile on your face.
Dr. Kovitko and Associates.
Welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kovitko. You may know that February is Children's Dental Health Month, so that's why you're hearing so many things about so many programs for kids. Although my Dentistry from the Heart is normally for adults, it is normally for adults, my events do include children. And Team Smile, those events are only children. Now, this next segment, I want to apologize a little bit. The audio is not great. It's not awful, but it's only going to hurt your ears for a minute and a half, so please stay with me. Did my best to have the audio corrected. Had an audio engineer working on it for me. Getting the proper sound levels up in this room was almost impossible. And so what I need to tell you is this starts with Kim Wheeler, the education reporter and weekend morning anchor at WKYC in Cleveland. And when she refers to Kathy, which is going to be one of the first words you'll hear her say, she's referring to Kathy Woodard, the Director of Public Service and the ODA Foundation of the Ohio Dental Association. All right, so let's listen in.
Now, I have to say, Kathy contacted me several months ago and said, do you know some elementary schools that maybe we could help in the Cleveland area? And I emailed Eric Gordon, the CEO of the Cleveland Schools, and I have to say, this is probably the first year we've had so many kids here. He responded immediately. So today, I believe we have over 400 children here today, which is really such a great thing. And also outside, you'll notice there is a Ronald McDonald Mobile Care Unit, and they are also working with children today. And we know that the kids who leave today, but it's so important that they keep up with the care of their teeth. Lots of them will be getting sealants, many will be getting fillings, and I can speak from personal experience with a 7-year-old and a 13-year-old, sealants are so important. We made way too many visits to the dentist before my kids had sealants, and it made a huge difference. We can spread and reinforce the message that good oral health care can truly help overall health. The other thing is, if you're sitting in a classroom and you have a toothache, we all know what that feels like. It is so hard to concentrate. How can you take the really important tests that kids have to take today and keep up with your work if you have horrible pain in your mouth? So that's why this is so critical, not just to their health, but also to their education.
So, we are going to go. I'm going to go check out this Ronald McDonald Care Mobile. I've never been in it. I don't even know what's in it. I've been told there are some dental chairs out here. So let's check this out. Let's see. They said that there's 3 dental chairs. It reminds me a little bit of the Ohio State University College of Dentistry's mobile dental coach. But let's find out. Okay, here we go. Hope they don't kick me out. Let's see what we have. Knock, knock. Hello. Hi there. Anybody here? Oh, hi, you guys. Are you guys waiting for children?
Yeah.
Okay. So, oh, you have some children in here. All right. So you have 3 dental chairs? Where's the driver's seat? Can't even see it.
Oh, outside.
Oh, you don't? They're not connected?
No.
Oh, cool. How long is this thing? She doesn't know. Should we pace it off?
I don't know.
How long is this this mobile van? Do you know how many feet long it is?
No. It's a 42.
It's a 42 foot? Oh, hi there. Nadine, can I interview real quick?
Okay.
So it's 42 feet, mm-hmm. And you have 3 dental chairs?
Correct.
And where do you take it?
Wow, we take it all throughout northern Ohio. We have gone clear out to Sandusky, Elyria, Lorain County, down to Tuscarawas, Canton, Wooster, all over.
You get requests. How do you know where to go next?
We search out sometimes and see if people want us to come down there, areas that we think have underprivileged kids that need dental care. There are people that actually request our services, and we work with them and get to them as well. We also follow Case Western Reserve University's outreach program, and they go to Head Start programs, and we follow up. They do the cleanings and exams, and we follow up and go in and do the restorative treatment.
So this is primarily the exam, x-ray, cleaning van? You don't do fillings, or you do everything?
We primarily do the fillings. We do the restorative treatment, so the composites, extraction of teeth, root canals, pulp therapy, stainless steel crowns, those types of things. We do the things that help with the oral health. Cleanings as well.
Okay, and now you're a dentist?
No, I'm actually a nurse. I manage the program.
Okay, and how many dentists would be out here? One like faculty member and 3 students?
We have an attending dentist that is on all the time, and we have a pediatric dental resident that is always with us. So we always have 2 dentists. We have 2 dental assistants. We have a driver that also is a dental assistant. So ideally.
Well, that's pretty neat.
Yes.
Now I see we have TVs on the ceiling.
Yes, that's just wonderful for the kids. We have noise-reducing headphones that sometimes we use the kids. Sometimes it's just they just want to watch, and it is just it calms them. It zones them out, and we can do just about anything on their teeth, and it's just wonderful.
I know I have those on my ceiling in my office.
Wonderful.
And I used to go from when I used to treat kids, it would be like, now we're going to go for a ride in the magic chair, and let's check out the magic straw. You know, you put the thing in the cup and it disappears.
Right.
And now I try to do that, and they're just looking at the ceiling. They just ignore me.
Exactly. Yes, that's exactly it.
Lost all my skills.
Right, right.
Anyway, so now how many of these are dental students?
We have no dental students.
Oh, no dental students. No, just the pediatric residents.
Right now we have just two pediatric residents back there and attending out here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, cool. So for those of you that don't know, a pediatric resident is already a dentist who's specializing in becoming a pedodontist. Then the attending, what's the attending mean?
She is a hired dentist that manages this. So she oversees the dental resident, and you know, she makes decisions. She will, you know, they'll consult with her, things like that, on any questions that they have out here.
Okay, and what age do you see children from, when to when? What's the oldest, for example?
I think probably the oldest that we'll go up to is about 12. But ideally, we want to see about a 3 to 6 year olds, and that's like the Head Start kindergarten age, because we want to get them young. Our focus is not to take kids away from the community dentist. We want to get in there, you know, get their mouth healthy, and then get them to a community dentist. So if they are already hooked up with a community dentist, then we don't want them on here. We just want kids that don't have any type of dental home yet.
Got it. Okay, so it's not just to come here because it's a little cheaper.
Exactly.
And so it's the kids that are really going to fall through the cracks, the ones that have that severe need?
Absolutely.
That sounds neat. So when you travel now, I noticed that this RV is not like a regular RV. I can't see the driver's seat. So to get to the driver's seat, you have to go outside and walk around. Do you travel up in front in the truck part when you go? Or do you guys follow in a car, or how's that work?
Well, we can have two passengers up there, so the rest do drive. You know, the driver with two passengers. So that's all we can travel with.
And so normally you have a crew of 5, though, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So there's always like a chase car.
Correct.
Do you have the little like bubblegum machine on top, you know, like wide load?
No. Uh-uh. No. Good thought, though.
Okay, or maybe it could be, we wouldn't want bubblegum. Well, sugarless bubblegum we could do.
Of course. Of course.
So, Nadine, do you have like a card, or if somebody wanted to contact your program, tell my listeners how they would do that. And I think we understand it's for the kids in severe need. They don't have coverage, they don't have a dentist, and yet they need dental care. Would they call, would they email, would they go online? What would they do, or all three?
Yeah, I mean, they can go on to Rainbow's website. We're on there.
Rainbow...
University Hospitals, hospitals.org.
UHhospitals.org.
Right. Or they can call our scheduling coordinator, which is Kim Burton, and she's at 216-844-3084.
Okay, great. That sounds good. We do a charity event in town called Dentistry from the Heart. We at the OSU College of Dentistry has a mobile coach similar to this, and they came and they were a part of our event. We saw 454 people, 44 of them were children, in one day, long day of dentistry, and this year we're gearing up to do it again and to do it even bigger. Maybe we'll invite you.
That sounds wonderful.
You could have dueling motorhomes.
Wonderful. That would be awesome.
Maybe even go to the Mid-Ohio racetrack and have a race.
I think I'll pass on that.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate it.
You are welcome.
Okay. Bye-bye.
And now it's time for Dr. Kvitko's question of the day.
And the question is, the February 3rd, 2012 Give Kids a Smile Day activities in Ohio were organized by A, the Ohio Dental Association, B, the Ohio Highway Patrol, or C, the Tooth Fairy. Your guesses are welcome at 459-9769. That's 459-WSNY. The winner receives free flowers from Weistember Florist delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. Again, this February 3rd, Give Kids a Smile Day activities in Ohio were organized by A, the Ohio Dental Association, B, the Ohio Highway Patrol, or C, the Tooth Fairy. Go ahead and call now.
Sunny 95 will not be held liable for any contesting during Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kvitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household, prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. Sunny 95 cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kvitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
Stay tuned
for more of Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko after these messages.
Looking for that perfect gift? Something different that your friends will love? Moxie's in Clintonville has just what you're looking for. Moxie specializes in entertainment, barware, dishware, and linens, both new and vintage. They carry Fiesta, Hearthstone, and signature products. Moxie's also has the ideal host or hostess gifts. Wrap candies, including wax lips, bubblegum cigars, ring pops, and charm bracelets and necklaces. If you have no room to entertain, no problem. Moxie's has the room for you to host. The soiree room features black and white striped floors, Hollywood-style seating, and a private outdoor deck. It's great for your next book or card gathering, birthday, or bridal shower. So when you're looking for a place to host some friends or looking for that perfect gift, go to Moxie's in Clintonville. Moxie's, 3339 North High Street, open Tuesday through Saturday. For more information and hours, call 657-6854, 657-6854.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Have you always wanted a smile makeover but didn't know where to go? Here at Dr. Kvitko & Associates, we have thousands of happy patients. Stop in and see our before and after pictures. Call us at
262-9588. Dr. Kvitko & Associates.
You make me smile.
Welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Thank you so much. We have such a jam-packed show that we don't have time to do the winner on the air. But Georgia from Westerville, thank you for calling, and we will make sure we get your flowers out to you. Okay, so now what we're going to do is continue with my interviews of the coverage of Give Kids a Smile Day, the Ohio kickoff up at Case Western Reserve that happened last February 3rd. Okay, so I just came back into the area where everybody's gathering, and the Tooth Fairy's here. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. So what are you doing today for the kids? Are you not going to collect the teeth from the kids who happen to have teeth extracted, are you?
Oh, no. I'm handing out bracelets and flashlights.
What's on the bracelet? Oh, I see.
Teeth. Yep.
Little teeth bracelets.
Yeah, and teeth flashlights.
Oh, okay. So it's a flashlight lights up and has a picture of a molar on it with a smile on it.
Yes.
So how'd you get the job? Did you have to go to auditions or?
Oh, no. You know, I'm the Tooth Fairy, so.
Are the kids excited to see you?
Yes, very. They all had smiles on their faces. And
were they telling you stories about when they lost a tooth?
They didn't, but I've had some questions already asking how to become one and if I have a mom and all that fun.
And what's the going rate for a tooth that you find under a pillow these days, do you know? I've heard $5, I've heard $1.
Right, it's somewhere in between there.
Okay. So are you going to be here all day?
Probably till 12:30.
About 12:30? Okay, when things kind of calm down a little bit. Okay, and do they have little treasure boxes for the kids that are going to lose a tooth today, do you know?
Possibly.
Okay, so you're going to have to pay attention.
I'll have to collect those.
Well, thank you so much, Tooth Fairy.
Oh, you're welcome.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.
So I'm in the lobby with a group of kids and their teacher that is waiting to be seen in the dental clinic. And can I get your name, teacher?
I'm Mary Jonah. I'm a kindergarten teacher.
So Mrs. Jonah?
Yeah, Miss Jonah.
Miss Jonah. Okay, so Miss Jonah. And she said that maybe some of her kids would be willing to talk to me, right?
Right.
Okay, so let's find out what they think about their soon to get a dental appointment. I think I'm going to go down this way and then I'll come back around the other way, okay?
Okay.
So hi, what's your name?
Logan.
Hi, Logan. You're going to get your teeth checked today?
Yes.
How old are you?
Six.
You're six. Okay. Have you ever been to a dentist before?
Yes.
You have? Is it fun?
Yes.
Do you think it's really neat to get to come here?
Uh-huh.
Did you see Chomp? Did you see Chomps, the mascot for the Browns?
Yeah.
Yeah? So, and it sounds like it's time for you guys to get in line. Let me see. Let me talk to this little girl. Thanks for talking to me, Logan. Yeah, I will. Yeah.
I'll,
Okay, so while they gather, because it's their turn to get in line, let me see if I can get Miss Jonas. Okay, so while we're waiting in line, what's your name?
Gianna.
Gianna, and Gianna, that's a pretty name. How old are you, Gianna? Are you also six? You're six? Have you been to a dentist before? She's shaking her head no. You haven't been to a dentist, so are you excited? She's shaking her head, yes. You need to talk because it's radio. They can't see your face. Can you just say hi?
Hi.
Okay. So you're happy to be here, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. You're going to have nice, clean, shiny teeth when you're all done?
Yeah.
Good. Good, good, good. All right. Well, thank you for talking to me. You have a great day. Hi there. Would you like to say hello?
Hello.
And you're 6 also?
I'm 8.
Oh, you're 8. And what's your name?
Giselle.
Giselle. Okay. Giselle, have you ever seen a dentist?
Yeah.
You have. Okay. And what did you get done last time?
I took my cavities out.
Oh, you had some cavities and they took them out. Hey, wait a minute. Smile. What happened to your front teeth?
They're growing because they fall out.
You're at one of them's coming in. The other one's going to be in soon, right? So if you're 8, are you in second grade?
Yeah.
Okay, second grader. And I'm happy. Oh, look at Ronald McDonald is coming in. Look over out. Look outside. Here comes Ronald McDonald. See him? Oh, my goodness. It's going to be fun. Okay. Everybody's going. Well, that's because Ronald McDonald is here. Okay. Okay. Ronald McDonald is creating quite a stir. All right. Let's see if there's anybody else. Hey, can I say hello to you? What's your name?
Jadiv.
Jaden?
Jadiv.
Jadiv? Okay. Jadiv, how old are you?
5.
5. Is this your first dental appointment? Yes, yes?
Yes.
Okay. Are you excited?
Yes.
Good, good. Look who's coming in here pretty soon. I think I saw Ronald McDonald's coming. Is that exciting too?
Yes.
Do you want to get his autograph?
Yes.
Yes? Okay. Well, thank you for talking to me. Hi there. Do you want to talk? Wait a minute. Tell me your name.
Janelli's.
Janelli's. That's a pretty name.
Thank you.
And how old are you?
5.
5? Have you ever been to a dentist before?
What?
Have you ever been to the dentist before? You have?
Yes.
Yes? Did you get your teeth cleaned?
No.
No? Uh-oh. Looks like Ronald McDonald is here. Okay. Tooth fairy. Tooth. Ronald's trying to get the kids to recite Tooth Fairy, and they're reciting McDonald's. Yeah. So here we go. Oh, the kids are so excited about Ronald. There we go. He got him to do Tooth Fairy. Tooth Fairy. There we go. It's Ronald McDonald.
There you go.
Hey, Ronald.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you for bringing your van and taking care of these kids.
Oh, I appreciate it. You know what? Taking care of the kids is a big responsibility. It's not necessarily my responsibility, but I'm here to make sure that they do have fun while they're sitting around.
Okay.
And they're waiting. And
good.
A chance to go into the vehicle. You guys ready to have some fun?
Yeah!
Yeah, you ready to get your teeth cleaned?
Yeah!
You ready to clean up the hospital?
Yeah!
We tried.
All right, that was Ronald McDonald. How about that? That'll get the kids excited. Okay, Ronald said, let's see if I can get
him. I want you to say your own name, okay? That way I get a chance to find out who all of you are. Sound good?
Yes.
All right, ready? Say your own name on three. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Wait, freeze. Hold on. I'm sorry. It was my fault. I missed it. One more time. I wasn't focused. Ready? Your own name on three. 1, 2, 3.
Henry!
Perfect. All right. Nice to meet you. Did I say that right, too? Yeah, I did. No. Sometimes I have a problem with the dialects, you know? All right. Well, you know what, guys? Anytime, you can call me Ronald McDonald. Hey, clown. Guy wearing makeup and a onesie, right? No, that's nobody else here? Okay, perfect. But if I say your name wrong, you know, I apologize in advance, okay? I'm not even exactly sure how to spell. Oh, no. Dude, Brandon, what happened to those front teeth there? What happened? Did you lose them?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying? You said he lost them?
Did the tooth fairy get
them? Well, okay, wait a second. Okay, guys, Brandon P. lost... Is that two of them up there? Yeah? Okay. Brandon P. lost 2 teeth. If you happen to find them, they're white and about this big, okay? So hope that you could please return them. That would be great. Tooth Fairy,
I'm watching you. You found one? Okay, now all of a sudden you're missing a tooth. What? How did that? And he's still smiling. You're missing a tooth too? All right, raise your hand if you're missing a tooth.
Okay, wait a second. Where'd you go? Brandon, where'd you go? Brandon? Apparently a lot of people here are looking for their teeth.
Dentally Speaking is his talk show. Dr. Kavitko. Let's go!
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kavitko.
Are your teeth crooked, and while you would like them straight, there's no way you would wear braces for 2 years? What if I told you we could straighten your teeth in 6 months, between now and your next cleaning? Would you be interested? Call us,
262-9588. Dr. Kavitko and
Associates. Like what you hear? Why not use the Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko show to reach your customers by becoming a sponsor? Learn how by calling 262-9588. That's 262-9588.
Okay, so now we've had some fun with the kids, and it's time to listen into a little bit of the opening ceremony. Now, this starts with William Bud Baeslick III. He is the provost and executive vice president of the Case Western Reserve University. And after that, well, he'll introduce the guest that comes on after that. So here we go.
Well, good morning. I'm pleased to welcome you on behalf of Case Western Reserve University. The university is proud of our partnerships and community outreaches programs created and implemented by our School of Dental Medicine, and that our dental school was recognized leader in the fight against early childhood cavities, which is the number one chronic infectious disease in children in America. In addition to its in-school sealant program, which you've heard about, and the Head Start Fluoride Varnish Program, which have reached thousands and thousands of Cleveland area youngsters, the dental school has also helped improve the oral health of over 2,500 Cleveland students since 2003, since this Give Kids a Smile Ohio program. Today marks the 10th year of Give Kids a Smile, and in Cleveland, it is 10 years of a strong and compassionate partnership between volunteer dentists in the Greater Cleveland Dental Society, Case Western Reserve University faculty and students, the Ohio Dental Association, and most important people here today, the children. In the past 9 years, the value of this volunteer care given at this site has been over $655,000, so it's a major impact. We are proud that the Case Western Reserve University School of Dental Medicine, in particular this Give Kids a Smile Day event, is one of the largest in the state of Ohio, with comprehensive dental care provided to, as you'll see, hundreds of students who otherwise would have no resources for this health care. I'd like to point out, the Ronald McDonald Care Mobile outside, which is set up, again, outside the clinic today, which is providing free restorative care and other treatment to children. This state-of-the-art three-chair mobile unit is a collaboration between the Irving and Jean Tapper Pediatric Dental Care Unit at University Hospital's Rainbow Babies and Children's Hospital and the Ronald McDonald House Charities of Northeastern Ohio. I'd like to thank all of you again for attending today in this program. At this time, it's my pleasure to introduce Dr. Kim Gardner, Ohio Dental Association President-elect, who will provide a welcome on behalf of the ODA.
Thank you, Bud. What a great place to again kick off the Ohio Dental Association's Give Kids a Smile Ohio programs. I'm Dr. Kim Gardner, President-elect of the Ohio Dental Association and a dentist from Chardon. Today, we celebrate Ohio's Give Kids a Smile programs, the children, and our volunteers. This program is about helping children have good oral health, and it is about educating all Ohioans that a healthy mouth helps make a healthy body. Our dentists expect to provide more than $1 million in free dental services this year, and they are so grateful for the support and partnerships of others in their communities that make these events happen. Here in Cleveland, there are many partners who care. The Greater Cleveland Dental Society, the Ronald McDonald Care Mobile of Northeast Ohio, Case Western Reserve University and the School of Dental Medicine, of which I am a 30-year graduate. The Irving and Jean Tapper Pediatric Dental Center at University Hospital's Rainbow Babies and Children's Hospital, Bright Smiles, Bright Futures, Colgate, Henry Schein Dental, and many others. Thank you for sharing this event with the Ohio Dental Association. Thank you to everyone else here for taking the time from your busy day to see what this program is all about. I would like to also acknowledge some of the dignitaries, volunteers, and sponsors for their role in making this event happen. Senator Sherrod Brown and staff, yes. The Office of Congresswoman Marsha Fudge, Dr. Ted Winslow, Director of the Ohio Department of Health, Karen Butler, City of Cleveland and the TV 20 staff and crew, educators, administrators, nurses, and volunteers with the Cleveland Metropolitan School District, including interim CAO and academic superintendent Rosianna Howe Curtis, team members with Colgate Bright Smiles Bright Futures, team members of Henry Schein Dental, members of the Ohio's House of Representatives, Nikki Antonio, Barbara Boyd, Bill Patman, and Sandra Williams, Dr. Jerry Ferretti, Nadine Hayes, and dental residents with the Ronald McDonald Care Mobile and Irving and Jean Tapper Pediatric Dental Clinic, representatives of the Ronald McDonald Charities of Northeast Ohio, dentists, staff, and dental students from the School of Dental Medicine. The dentists and other volunteers, including those very special dental spouses that are members of the Alliance of the Ohio Dental Association, PNC Bank and Brennan Financial Group, Kim Wheeler, and all other media present, leadership, members, and staff of the Greater Cleveland Dental Society, and the ADA Executive Director, David O'Shaughnessy, and staff. Thank you. And finally, the reason for this program. The children who are here today to receive dental care. I can't wait to see the smiles on their faces as they leave today. All of us need to spread the message about the importance of good oral health and help these youngsters preserve their smiles for decades. For the past 5 years, this gentleman has served our state as U.S. Senator. Prior to that, he was a member of Congress and also served in the Ohio General Assembly. Among the many issues he champions for all Ohioans is access to health care, especially for those who cannot afford even the most basic of health care, including dental. It is our honor to have the Senator here today to experience the energy and enthusiasm of some of our youngest citizens, the children receiving dental care, as well as the commitment and caring of our volunteers who are providing that care. Please join me in welcoming our United States Senator Sherrod Brown.
Kim Gardner, thank you. And I've known Dr. Gardner for 20 years now and seen the work he does in his private practice and how much volunteer time he does for the Dental Association and for his patients and other patients. I particularly welcome volunteers here. Make sure that children get the care they need, dental care and other care, so helpful, so important for that. All of you are so important in dealing with the issue and combating the issue of child dental illness. And when you think about how important this is, whether it's what Bill and Nikki are working on in the legislature or what you're doing on the ground in Cleveland City schools, in suburban areas, at the public health department, Dr. Winslow, all of this matters so much for children's dental health. And we all know stories. We all know that if children don't get the kind of dental health care they should, that we know what happens to them later in life. We know that they're much more likely to get sick. Their risk, as Kim said, they're much less likely to learn in school because of toothaches. They're much more likely to be sick as they grow older into their teen years and into their adult years. They're much less likely to be able to find a job because of the way that their mouth looks, because they haven't had the kind of dental care that most of us get as grade schoolers and as teenagers. And that's what's so important about all the work that you do. Give Kids a Smile is a terrific program. We're seeing it in more and more places around the country. While I was at a Give Kids a Smile event in Cincinnati a year or so ago, what you all are doing, what we're all doing together in Cleveland is phenomenal. It is so, so important. Some 17,000 children, I think, is the number I was told, have gotten care because of this. Another several hundred today, 400 people, I think, from four different grade schools in the Cleveland Metropolitan School District. All this matters for the long-term health of these children. Because of that, we were able to make some progress, not yet as much as we want, in the Health Care Reform Act last year. 2 years ago, the president signed more, not yet where we want to be with universal dental care for children, but getting there. And that's just so, so important. I can't emphasize it enough. So I thank all of you as volunteers. I thank all of you who have devoted your professional lives to dental care, especially pediatric dental care. It matters so much for the future of our state and our country, and I'm grateful to all of you. Thank you.
Estás escuchando Dental Speaking con Dr. Kawiko aquí en su estación favorita, Sandy 95.
Hi, this is Richard Simmons. Do you listen to Dentally Speaking? Well, you should. Dr. Kvitko's here, and he's going to help you with all of your problems. Are your teeth yellow? He can fix that. Are you missing a tooth? He can put a new one in. How is that?
That's very good. Thank you, Richard.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Remember the beautiful smile you had before you had dentures? Do your denture teeth not even look like your natural teeth did? Do you not even recognize yourself when you look in the mirror? Call us at 262-9588 and let us help you turn back the clock.
Dr. Kvitko and Associates.
Since I retired, I enjoy spending time with my dog, Ranger.
In the evenings, I really enjoy curling up with a good book and my cat, Piper.
Making sure Ranger stays in good health is very important to me.
Every 6 months, I take Piper to Dr. Mike at Grandview Animal Clinic for a checkup.
Dr. Mike's complete 12-system physical examination is thorough.
And Dr. Mike and his staff are so friendly and caring.
Call Dr. Mike at 614-486-9595. That's 614-486-9595.
Or visit GrandviewAnimalClinic.com.
So we've walked into the clinic where there are kids everywhere, and how many chairs are here, do you know? How many dental chairs?
It's over 50. So.
Okay, so there's 50 different dental chairs all going at once. And what is your name?
My name is Carla Moore.
Carla, and you are a volunteer? Are you a dental student? What are you?
No, I'm a dental assistant.
Dental assistant, okay. And so are the dental assistants that are helping today, are they paid? Are they volunteers? Do they work at the college normally, or...?
Yes, we work at the college normally.
Okay, so you guys had to stop doing your regular patients and spend the day doing this, huh?
Yes.
You've been doing it for 9 years?
This is my first year.
Okay. And what's your reaction been to, what do you get from the kids? Are they happy to be here? Are they scared? What are you finding?
There's a few that are scared, but a lot of them are excited to be here.
I just interviewed a couple that have never been to a dentist before. Of course, I said, you're excited, right? And they said yes, but they, you know, who knows?
Right, right.
So are the dental students, are they the fourth year, third year, second year, first year, what are they?
They're fourth and third year.
Fourth and third. Okay, so some of these are going to be dentists in about 3 months.
Yes.
And the others have a year and 3 months.
Yes.
Okay. How long have you been a dental assistant?
I graduated last October.
What do you think so far? You like it?
I love it.
What did you do beforehand?
I was a nurse's assistant.
It's much better to be a dental assistant, right?
Yes.
Dentists are more fun than doctors, right?
Right.
No, actually, I think it is because we see our people on a regular basis. We get to be friendly with them, you know, and doctors, people, all they want to do is complain about what hurts, right?
Right, right.
It's really true, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Did any of your medical patients ever ask you how you felt that day or how your kids were if you have them or how was your vacation?
Very few.
Yeah, but in dental, they ask, don't they?
Yes, they do.
Okay, so... Tell me your name again.
My name is Carla Moore.
Carla. Okay, Carla. So can you point to like a fourth-year dental student that I might be able to interview? That doesn't look too busy?
Right.
Is that one right there writing up a chart?
No, she's a third year.
Oh, we don't want to talk to third year. No, I'm just kidding. I could talk to her, too. Should I see if she's busy?
Yeah, go right ahead.
Okay. Nobody's going to, like, arrest me?
No.
Okay. Okay. Excuse me. Excuse me. You're a third-year dental student, right?
Yeah.
And I wonder if I could ask you just a few questions. What's your name?
Rima Patel.
Rima Patel. Patel's a common name, isn't it?
It is. It's very common.
Smith or Jones.
Yeah. There's about 10 of us in the whole dental school with that last name.
And how many students are in your dental class?
We have about, we started with 70, and now we're down to about 66, I think. We lost a couple.
What'd you do, upset them?
Yeah, pretty much. I couldn't handle the stress.
So, but out of 60, 10 have the last name Patel?
No, just in the dental school.
Oh, in the whole dental school. Okay. So you're a third year. And do you want to be a pediatrician?
I don't know. I'm be a general dentist and work with kids, but I don't think.
Yeah, I'm a general dentist and I do kids as well, but you're right,
it
probably.
Takes a lot of patience.
Right, right. Spelled I-E-N-C-E, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So now this program, is this something that is voluntary for you guys or they ask you to do, or how do you get involved in the kids, Give Kids a Smile Day?
Pretty much both. Every student's involved. We have to show up, but I think there's not one student here that doesn't want to help out. So it's pretty good, and I think we're all pretty much excited for this day.
And plus, you probably get free pizza or something?
I don't know what we get. We're looking forward to it at 1 o'clock, yeah.
Oh, there's something at 1 that you...
Yeah,
okay, okay. I remember when I was in college, and I went to Case Western Reserve for undergrad, and I went to OSU for dental school. But I remember in college, they like free Coke and free pizza, and you would go make phone calls to alumni. You ever done that?
Yeah, of course. And then even after today, they're giving us a party just to say thanks. Free food and drinks. We'll pretty much all be there.
Okay. Yeah, and if I remember my dental student friends, they'll be there for the drinks, not the food.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you so much for talking with me. Okay. All right. So, hey, Carla. Carla, where's a fourth year now? Do you have a... You're a fourth year dental student? Can I talk to you today?
Sure.
I'm Dr. Kavitko. I have a dental show. It's called Dentally Speaking. And I wanted to talk to you. So what's your name? I'm sorry.
Kevin Faist.
So soon to be Dr. Kevin Faist?
Correct.
Where are you going to practice, do you think?
San Francisco is the plan.
Is that where you're from?
No, I'm actually from here. I'm around Bainbridge.
Bainbridge, okay, because I grew up in Twinsburg.
Okay.
You've heard of that, right?
I have. We played a lot of sports against you guys.
How about Solon? Remember Solon?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Do you ever follow Ohio State sports at all?
I actually am not an Ohio State fan, unfortunately.
Oh, okay, okay. Well, I am. But so now... You're going to be a pedodontist or you're going to be a GP?
GP.
Okay. Do you want to specialize at some point, maybe being a surgeon or a periodontist, or just want to stay a GP?
I just want to stay a GP. I don't really want to give anything up. I like doing everything too much. And
you sound like me. Because let me tell you what I do in my office, okay? See if this is what you want to do. I place implants. I do connective tissue grafts, impacted wisdom teeth, IV sedation, periosurgery, apicoectomies, root resections, sinus lifting, bone grafting. Of course, I do veneers and crowns and bridges and all that. Does that kind of sound like what you want to do?
Yeah, maybe everything but the graft. Grafting I can leave up to the periodontist.
Why is that?
I don't know.
Just it's fun.
It doesn't sound very interesting to me, but...
It is. I'll have to talk to him off air, see if I can convince him. No, it really is. It really is cool. You know what? When we get done talking, I'll give you a card.
Okay.
And then we'll hook up and I'll show you how it's like some before and afters and show you how easy this is to do. So you're from Bainbridge. You want to be to San Francisco. Have you ever lived there? Ever been there? Visited?
I've been there, visited there. Never lived there. I know it's expensive. I'm not going there for the cost of living.
Yeah, right. I visited, never lived there. What prompted you to want to be a dentist in the first place?
Well, my dad is a dentist in the area, so I got to see kind of what he did, how much he liked it, and how he was able to still be with the family. You know, he worked enough, but not overly where he was never, you know, he watched us grow up. He was around while we were growing up, which is nice.
Did you get to see him change people's lives like you're doing today with these kids?
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's pretty cool, huh?
Yeah, and it's still nice that he's, you know, 50 some years old. I won't say how much, but, and he still loves going to work every day. So.
Well, I'm 56, so I might be very similar in age. I have a son that's my youngest son. He's 24, and he thinks he wants to be a dentist now. I have three children. The first three didn't follow my footsteps, but I didn't encourage them. I didn't discourage them. How about with you? Did your dad say you might want to be a dentist, or did he let you pick?
He let me pick. I've always been interested in the science, kind of health professions, but he never pushed me either way. Obviously, when I expressed interest, he was very excited, but our family's the same way. I'm the only one of four kids that's into dentistry. Everyone else is...
Tell me what the other three are doing.
My older brother's a CPA, and then my younger sister is a senior this year in college, and she's in psychology.
Okay.
And then my youngest sister is just a freshman at Loyola Chicago, and she thinks education, but we'll see.
Okay. See, my four, I have a PhD in microbiology is the oldest. Then I have a veterinarian specializing to become an internist, internal medicine, and a physical therapist. And then the youngest is the one that thinks he wants to be a dentist now.
Okay.
So kind of similar. It sounds like my got started before your dad did on having kids.
Yeah, a little bit. Little bit.
So now you didn't have to be here today, right? You're encouraged to be here.
We're encouraged to be here, yes.
Okay. You didn't want to be like the only one on that they're going, you know, where's he, where's she, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
But it is still rewarding. It's fun to do.
Yeah, absolutely. I love working with kids. Working with kids is another, you know, I also like working with adults, but it's another reason why I like to be a GP because you get to work with everyone. You get a variety of everyone.
Exactly. Yeah, I agree. So you're going to San Francisco. There's no way to reach you. If somebody wants, okay, somebody's moving to San Francisco, you don't yet know where you're going to be, but tell me your name again and spell it in case somebody's going to move out to San Fran and they want to look you up.
It's Kevin Faist, F-A-I-S-T.
Okay. So at some point they'll be able to look at drfaist.com or something, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
All right, Doc. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you. Very nice meeting you.
Same here. All right. So that was a nice chatting with, actually, after I got done talking with the fourth-year dental student, I spent a lot of time talking to him some more. But now I've run across one of the instructors, right?
Yeah.
And your name is Dr. Myers?
Yeah, Dr. Myers, how are
okay.
you?
Okay, I'm good. How long have you been teaching here?
I have not been teaching here. I'm actually an endodontist, and I'm volunteering my day today to help out down here at Case Western.
Well, that's awful nice. So even though they're working on children, and even if it's not an endodontic procedure, they need to have a full-fledged dentist oversee.
Absolutely, yeah. And we're helping out. We're teaching them a lot about what to do and what not to do. Students are very well versed in everything that they're doing, and they're doing an outstanding job, and they're seeing a lot of kids today, which is very impressive.
Yeah, 400.
Yeah, and they just keep coming. It's pretty awesome.
And they're all about this tall.
Yeah, exactly.
Up to my knee.
And I think one of the most impressive parts about it is just how organized Case Western is, how well-behaved the kids are, and everyone's just got a ton of energy. Everyone knows they're doing a lot of good, and it's just a wonderful thing to be doing for Cleveland.
Yeah, it really is. It really is. And we do a couple charity events at my office, and it's the same theme. It's how thankful everyone is. They're just so grateful. Nobody complains. I mean, look, if they're sitting here quietly waiting, can you ever seen a row of children that big sit there quietly for anything?
I wish my kids sat this quietly at my house. Yeah, it's like I said, it's pretty impressive how well-behaved they are, how organized this all is. We're doing, the dental students and everyone volunteering is just doing such a great thing for the community, and it's good to see, and it's really great to see how everyone approaches dentistry and that they just know that it's that important. You got a lot of politicians out here. You got all these really important people. The Cavs are out here helping out, so it's pretty fun.
Yeah, I got to interview Senator Sherrod Brown, and that was neat. And of course, one of the reasons we want to bring attention to this is because we need better funding. We need better funding for the welfare. The yearly maximum for insurance hasn't changed in 52 years. I mean, we need people to wake up and realize that oral health is medical health, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's a big problem, and you know, and there are a lot of things they can do, and you just need people to open up their minds and their hearts a little more and look at what's really important. But hopefully, that's going to start to change. I mean, we're hoping. We keep our fingers crossed.
Yeah, well, this is the 10th year, so I think we're starting to get noticed.
Yeah, thanks so much. Hey, thanks for coming out and doing all this stuff for us.
And thank you, Dr. Myers. Nice to meet you.
Nice meeting you, too. Take care.
Well, I am in waiting room B, they're calling it, and these are the kids that have already had their dental appointment, and I want to see if any of them are willing to talk to me. So, let's see. Can I say hi to you? What's your name?
Victor.
Victor. Victor, what did you just have done?
My teeth cleaned.
You got a cleaning. Okay, let me see. Oh, smile. Big smile. Nice and clean. Do they feel good?
Yes.
Good, good.
You want TV?
What's your name?
Jaquez.
Jaquez. Jaquez, what did you have done?
Watch TV. Oh,
no, this is radio. This is radio. It's a radio station. What? Tell me again. What did you have done?
Brush my teeth.
Okay, so they cleaned your teeth. And they look nice and shiny. Let me see your smile. Wow. Open it real big for me. You have some silver crowns in there.
Hello.
Okay, I'm coming your way. Okay, so what's your name?
Kristen.
Kristen, and what did you have done?
Get my teeth cleaned.
You got your teeth cleaned?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now smile. You're missing a couple, aren't you? Oh, they're starting to come in. They're starting to come in. Open real big. I want to see. Oh, wow. Look at all that. You have sealants on there, don't you? Did they do sealants? Good. You know what that does, don't you?
Yeah.
It keeps you from getting cavities, huh? How old are you?
Six.
Six. Okay. Can I talk to your friend next to you? Hi. What's your name?
Ivania.
Ivania? How do you say it?
Ivania.
Okay. And what did you have done?
Popcorns.
Did you get your teeth cleaned?
Yes.
Do you have any cavities? No? Good. Let me see. Open wide for me. Ah. Oh, I see they put fluoride on your teeth too. Okay. Wow. Well, make sure you brush them, okay?
Yes.
Okay. Good job. Good job. Did you want to say hi?
Hi.
And what did you have done? I see you had fluoride too, didn't you?
Yes.
You know what fluoride does?
We brush your teeth really hard.
Brush your teeth really hard? What fluoride does is makes your teeth kind of stronger so they don't get cavities. Now, how old are you?
Eight.
And I asked you your name, right? What was your name again?
Sierra.
Okay, Sierra. Well, thank you for talking to me. Make sure you take care of your teeth, okay?
Okay.
And what's your name?
Samuel,
what'd you have done?
My teeth got clean, and then she told me to clean it at home. I'm going to clean my teeth very, 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 very good.
Okay, that sounds great. And as you can tell, they were using their smiles. Hey, we're really out of time. Please come to my meeting this Tuesday at 5 o'clock at my office, February 21st, and help me plan Dentistry from the Heart. Thank you, and we'll see you next Sunday at 8.
Be sure and tune in next week for another exciting episode of Dentally Speaking with my dentist, Dr. Kvitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to dentallyspeaking.com to access full half-hour episodes of Dr. Kvitko's show.
If you would like to book Dr. Kvitko to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. Or send an email to drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com. That's drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com.